Shmuel Bet Perekaf. We ended the last perek with Yisrael complaining to David because they didn't receive the honor of escorting him back into Eretz Yisrael. We did not see the response of David. Rather, the men of Yehuda told the men of Yisrael not to be upset because there was no loss to anyone. This perek contains the revolt of Sheva ben Bichri from the tribe of Benjamin, possibly because he felt Yisrael would not get a fair representation with David. Perek Kaf has seven sections. The first one begins in the last pasuk of Perek Yutet, and it continues until Pasuk Gimel. And in it we have two rebellions. Vayan ish Yisrael et ish Yehuda, vayomer eser yadot li bemelech, vegam bedavid, ani mimecha. Madua hakilatani, velo haya devari rishon li lehashiv et malki, vayikesh devar ish Yehuda mi devar ish Yisrael. And the men of Israel answered the men of Yehuda and said, "We have 10 parts in the king, and we also have more right to David than you. Why then did you make us insignificant, that our word wasn't first in bringing back my king?" And the words of the men of Yehuda were stronger than the words of the men of Israel. Yisrael claimed to be a larger percentage of Bnei Israel, 10 tribes compared to 2 tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin. This pasuk informs us that Yehuda's words were harsher. This leads to the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. Vesham nikra ish Belial ushmo Sheva ben Bichri ish yemini vayitka bashofar vayomer en lanu chelek bedavid velo nachala lanu beven Yishai ish leohalav Yisrael. And there was a worthless man whose name was Sheva, the son of Bichri from Benjamin, and he blew the shofar and he said, "We have no portion in David and no inheritance with the son of Yishai. Every man to his tents, Yisrael." Here Sheva ben Bichri announced with the blowing of a shofar that Yisrael should not follow David. And David, because they said, he's saying that David would be partial to the men of Yehuda. Vaya'al kol ish Yisrael me'acharei David, acharei Sheva ben Bichri, ve'ish Yehuda daveku b'malkam. Min ha'yarden ve'ad Yerushalayim. And all the men of Israel went up from following David, and they followed Sheva ben Bichri. But the men of Yehuda clung to their king from the Yarden until Yerushalayim. Once again, we have a split. Yisrael is following Sheva ben Bichri, and the men of Yehuda are loyal to David, and they traveled with him from the Yarden to Yerushalayim. Vayavo David el beto Yerushalayim, vayikach ha-melech et eser nashim pilagshim, asher hiniach lishmor ha-bayit, vayitenem bet mishmeret, vaykalkelem ve'elehem loba, vatiyena sururot ad yom mutan almunot chayut. And David came to his house in Yerushalayim, and the king took the 10 woman concubines that he had left to guard the house, and he put them in a guarded house and provided them with sustenance. He did not have relations with them, and they were bound until the day of their death. They were living widows. These women who were with the king and were violated by Avshalom were forbidden to be with anyone else. The sad state of these women closes David's circle of kapara for the sin of Bathsheba. These women that David left to guard the house are a bookends of David's leave and return to Yerushalayim. They were present at the beginning of Avshalom's rebellion in Perek Tetvav Pasuk Tetzayin, when David left Yerushalayim. Then, when Avshalom entered Yerushalayim and violated them in Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Kafbet. And now, these women close our circle. We're told that David sustained them and guarded them, but did not have relations with them. This section actually combines the rebellion of Avshalom, signified by these women, with the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. In Mered Avshalom, David escaped. He ran away. In Mered Sheva ben Bichri, David takes charge. That we see in the next section, Pesukim Dalet through Hay. Vayomer HaMelech el Amasa, Hazek li et ish Yehuda shaloshet yamim, ve'ata po amod. The king said to Amasa, "Gather for me the men of Yehuda within 3 days and stand here." Amasa, Avshalom's general during Mered Avshalom, who David placed in as his army officer instead of Yoav, was now presented with his first order. David told him to gather the men of Yehuda to fight Sheva ben Bichri. Vayelech amasa lechazik et Yehuda vayocher min hamoed asher ye'ado. So Amasa went to call together the men of Yehuda, and he was later than the set appointed time that was set for him. Amasa did not accomplish his task. We are not told why. It's possible that it was because he was the general during Merer Avshalom, and the men of Yehuda were not interested in accepting him as their general. The next section, Pesukim Vav through Chet, we see David gives the job over to Avishai, Yoav's brother. Vayomer David el Avishai, Ata yireh lanu Sheva ben Bichri min Avshalom. Ata kach et avdei Adonecha, urdof acharav pen matza lo arim betzurot, vehitzil enenu. And David said to Avishai, Sheva ben Bichri will do us more harm than Avshalom did. Take your master's servants and chase after him, before he finds himself fortified cities, and we won't be able to save ourselves. David now places Yoav's brother Avishai as leader, and he tells him to chase Sheva ben Bichri before he finds a fortified city, which he actually does later on in the Perek. David knows the danger, and he tells Avishai to quickly chase after him. Vayetze'u acharav anshei Yoav, vehakreti vehapeleti, vechol hagiburim, vayetze'u miYerushalayim lerdof acharei Sheva ben Bichri. Yoav's men went out after him. Yoav's men are following Avishai, or possibly even Yoav, as we'll see later on, that he too is participating in the chase. And the Kreti and the Peleti, two of the divisions of the army, and all the mighty men went out of Yerushalayim to pursue after Sheva ben Bichri. Hem im ha'evin ha'gadola asher b'giv'on, ve'amasa ba lifnehem, ve'yoav chagur midol levusho, ve'alav chagor, חרב מצומדת על מותניו בתערה, והוא יצא ותיפול. And they were in the great stone in Giv'on, and Amasa came to meet them. Giv'on, the place of the great Bama, the great altar, after the destruction of Nov, was where the split in the nation began, with the men of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, following Avner ben Ned, and the men of David following Yoav ben Tzruya. That was in Shmuel Bet, Perek Bet, around the pool in Giv'on. Now we're in that same place where Avner killed Yoav's brother Asael. It's very strange that Amasa should be found here in Gibeon, the territory of Benjamin, which is Sheva ben Bichri's tribal territory. Maybe he gathered up the people of Yehuda and some of them, and he went after Sheva ben Bichri. Or maybe he just couldn't fulfill David's command and he went back to the people, to the men of Benjamin. The Pasuk tells us, and Yoav was wearing his uniform, and on it was a belt with a sword fastened at his waist in a sheath, and as he went, it fell. In the next section, Pesukim Tet, through the middle of Pasuk Yud, we see Yoav and Amasa meet. Vayomen Yoav la'Amasa, Hashalom ata achi, vatochez yad yamin Yoav bezkan Amasa, lenshok lo, v'Amasa lo nishmar becherev asher beyad Yoav, ויקהו בה אל החומש, וישפוך מאב ארצה ולא שנה לו, וימות. And Yoav said to Amasa, is it well with you, my brother? And Yoav, with his right hand, took hold of Amasa's beard to kiss him. And Amasa didn't pay attention to the sword that was in Yoav's hand, and he struck him in the chomesh, the fifth rib, and his intestines spilled to the ground, and he didn't strike him again, and he died. This is shocking. With the words, Hashalom ata achi, and a kiss, Yoav fooled Amasa and killed him in an outward display of peace. This is similar to the way he killed Avner in Shmuel Bet Perek Gimel. Avner was also the enemy's general. First he was Shaul's general, then Ishbosheth, who moved to David's side, and Yoav killed him with a sword in the Chomesh. Also, under the pretext of shalom. We saw this distortion of the word shalom with David. We saw it when he sent for Uriah after the incident with Batsheva in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Zayin. It says, Vayavo Uriah Elav, Vayish'al David l'shalom Yoav, u'shalom ha'am l'shalom ha'melchama. David asked about the welfare of Yoav, the nation, and the war, all three using the word shalom. And he ended up killing Uriah. In the subsequent perek, Natan HaNavi told David, "The sword will not leave your house forever." David encountered many hardships with the sword as a consequence for killing Uriah with the sword. Maybe Yoav killing both Avner and Amasa with the sword under the pretext of peace, of shalom, was seen by David at this point as a consequence for his killing Uriah with the sword. This would make David's silence towards Yoav more comprehensible. Sefer Shmuel has no condemnation of Yoav by David. David does not even mention the murder of Amasa in Sefer Shmuel. It's not until Sefer Melachim, Perek Bet, does he tell his son Shlomo to punish Yoav, who killed the generals Avner and Amasa in times of peace. As a little side note, the word Chomesh is written in Tanakh four times. This is the fourth time. All four times are during a murder in Sefer Shmuel. Three of them involved Bnei Tzruya, and one time it was when Rechavam Bana killed Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul. All of them were under the backdrop of David's rise to kingship. Now Yoav just killed Amasa, David's newly appointed general, in the Chomesh in Gibeon. The next section, from the middle of Pasuk Yud till Pasuk Yud Tet, we see that the chase continues. V'Yoav v'Avishai achiv radaf acharei Sheva ben Bichri. And Yoav and Avishai, his brother, pursued after Sheva ben Bichri. Yoav here is acting like the leader, and his brother Avishai is also in the chase. They are looking to bring an end to Sheva ben Bichri's rebellion, and they want to stabilize David's kingship. Ve'ish amad alav minare Yoav, vayomer mi asher chafetz beYoav o mi asher leDavid acharei Yoav. And one of Yoav's young men stood beside him, and he said, "He that desires Yoav and he that is for David, follow Yoav." He was motivating the people to continue the chase. Ve'amasa mitgolel bedam betoch hamsila. Vayar ha'ish ki amad kol ha'am, vayasev et amasa min hamsila, hasadeh, vayashlech alav beged ka'asher ra'a kol haba elav va'amad. And Amasa lay in his blood on the path, and when the man saw that all the people stood still, that they weren't following Yoav, he carried Amasa from the road into the field, and he threw a garment over him, when he saw that everybody that came to him stood still. He realized that the corpse of Amasa was causing the people to stop in their tracks, so he moved it from the road. Kasher hoga min hamsila, avar kol ish acharei Yoav lirdof acharei Sheva ben Bichri. When he was removed from the path, all the people went after Yoav to chase after Sheva ben Bichri, so it helped. They weren't seeing the dead body and the blood, and they were able to focus on chasing after Sheva ben Bichri. Vayavor bechol shivtei Yisrael avela ubeit ma'acha v'kol haberim vayikalu vayavo af achareihem acharav. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Avel and Beit Ma'acha and all the Berim, and they gathered and also went after him. The people of the towns that they passed joined Yoav in chasing Sheva ben Bichri. Vayatsuru alav be'avela, bet ha'ma'acha, vayishpechu solela el ha'ir, vata'amod bechel v'chol ha'am asher el Yoav, v'chol ha'am asher et Yoav, mashchitim l'hapil ha'choma. And they came and besieged him in Avel of Beit Ma'acha, and they poured a mound of dirt, against the city, and it stood against the wall. And all the people that were with Yoav battered the wall to knock it down. Yoav and his men surrounded the city and piled dirt in the moat that is surrounding the city in order to reach the wall and knock it down. Here we have Sheva ben Bichri in a fortified city, just as David feared. Vatikra isha chachaman min ha'ir, shim'u, shim'u, imruna el Yoav, kirav ad hena, va'adabera elecha. Then a wise woman of the city called, "Listen, listen, say to Yoav, come close so I may speak to you." this woman, who is specified as a wise woman, called out to speak to Yoav. Vayikrav eleha vatomer ha'isha, ha'ata Yoav? Vayomer ani. Vatomer lo, shema divrei amatecha. Vayomer, shomea anochi. And he approached her, and the woman said, are you Yoav? And he answered, I am. Then she said to him, listen to the words of your handmaid. She's speaking to Yoav with respect and honor. And he answered, he said, I am listening. Right now is a point of great tension. Yoav is under the wall of a fortified city, just like Uriah HaChiti was when he was killed, placed there by Yoav. That happened in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Bet. And we know in Sefer Shofetim Perek Tet, a woman threw a millstone on Avimelech, the son of Gideon, and killed him. Now Yoav is at the bottom of a wall, speaking to the wise woman of Beit Ma'acha. She can easily kill him. Vatomer lemor, daber yedaberu berishona lemor, sha'ol yish'alu be'avel, vechen hatamu. Then she spoke, saying, they always said, she's using double language, daber yedaberu for emphasis. She said, they said in the old times, saying, surely ask, sha'ol yish'alenu, for advice in avel. And so they ended the situation. She was telling him that avel is the place to go for advice in order to finalize whatever the situation is. Anochi shelume el emunei Yisrael. Ata mevakesh lahamit ir ve'em biYisrael. Lama tevala nachalat Adonai. I am among the completely trustworthy in Yisrael. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Yisrael. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of God? The wise woman of Avel is accusing Yoav of trying to destroy an innocent city. It's reminding us of Shaul's destruction of Nov. It seems like Yoav, fighting for David's position as king, was once again willing to go to an extreme measure to solidify the kingdom. The next section, Pesukim Kaf through Kaf Bet, we see the end of the rebellion. Vayan Yoav vayomer, chalila, chalila li, im avala, im ashchit. And Yoav answered, and he said, also using double language, chalila, chalila li, I would never do such a thing, that I would swallow up or destroy. And then he explains himself. Lochen hadavar, ki ish mehar Ephraim, sheva ben bichri shemo, nasa yado bamelech bedavid, tenu oto levado, ve'elecha me'al ha'ir. Vatomen ha'isha el Yoav, hine rosho meshulach elecha be'ad ha'choma. He said, it is not so. Rather, a man from the mountains of Ephraim, Sheva ben Bichri is his name, has raised his hand. He's rebelled against the king, against David. Give him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Yoav, here his head will be thrown down to you over the wall. The wise woman listened to Yoav, and realizing that the enemy was not Yoav who was besieging the city, rather Sheva ben Bichri who was inside the city. ותבוא האישה אל כל העם בחוכמתה, ויכרתו את ראש שבע במחרי, וישליחו אל יואב. ויתקע בשופר, ויפוצו מעל העיר איש לאוהליו, ויואב שב ירושלים אל המלך. Then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom, possibly explaining to them how Sheva ben Bichri was guilty of rebellion, and convinced them to kill him. They cut off the head of Sheva ben Bichri and threw it out to Yoav. This wise woman, by approaching Yoav, saved the city from bloodshed, similar to Avigail, who in her wisdom stopped David from killing an entire city of people. And Yoav blew the shofar, and they dispersed from the city, every man to his tent. The rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri began with the blowing of a shofar and the nation going each man to his tent, departing from David's presence in Pasuk Aleph. And here it ended in the same manner, with the blowing of the shofar and the men returning to their tents. And Yoav returned to Yerushalayim to the king. And in the next section, we're given a summary of the heads of David's government. That's in Pesukim Kaf Gimel through Kaf Vav. ויואב אל כל הצבא ישראל, ובניהו בן יהוידע על הקריטי ועל הפליטי, ואדורם על המס, ויהושפט בן אחילוד המזכיר. Now Yoav was over the entire army of Israel. In the end, Yoav is back in charge. And Benayahu ben Yehoiada was over the Kreti and the Pleti, two divisions in the army. In Sefer Melachim, Benayahu ben Yehoiada becomes Shlomo's general in place of Yoav. And Adoram collected the taxes. He has the same job for Shlomo in Sefer Melachim. And Yehoshaphat, the son of Achilud, was the secretary. Ushva Sofer v'Sadok v'Eviatar Kohanim, and Shva was the scribe, and Sadok and Eviatar were the Kohanim. V'gam Ira Hayairi haya Kohen leDavid, and also Ira Hayairi was a Kohen or high official for David. This closure at the end of Perekaf concludes the entire unit of David's hardships. We had an almost identical summary list of David's leaders at the end of Perek Chet. That summary concluded the successful years of David as king, when he conquered the enemy, he brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, he received the promise of a Bayit Ne'eman, an eternal dynasty, after requesting to build the Beit HaMikdash. After the successful Perakim of David, we moved on to the next unit of Perakim Tet through Kaf, compromising of the sin of Bathsheba as the wife of Uriah Chiti, and the subsequent fixing, or kapara, of David HaMelech that took place. We had the death of his son that was born to Bathsheba, the rape of his daughter Tamar, the murder of his son Amnon, his son Avshalom's rebellion, his retreat from Yerushalayim, and still this rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. After all this suffering, David is once again in Yerushalayim. Going forward, the final section of Sefer Shmuel, the last four Perakim, contain six units that will give us an overview of David's life, highlighting for us what makes David so special for us until today.